Crook's Corner, y'all know what we do. We talk this rap music. You know what I mean? I'm on the West Coast right now, back at the crib, man. It's vibing to this Tupac, you know what I mean?
Y'all niggas look mad. Y'all supposed to be happy.
Hey.
Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay there.
Y'all know what's up with that Tupac.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz.
Hey.
I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, this don't be a song.
Man, I don't know. That picture me rolling just make you feel so good when you listen to it. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, I'm just here to keep these great conversations going in rap. Recently, I've been blessed. I've been offered to do visual podcasts of Crook's Corner on big platforms, even some TV platforms. You know what I mean? And someday, I might do it, but not now. Because right now, I really enjoy doing it here on my social media spaces, you know. Because I have total control. Once I cross over to some big online platform or some TV network, things will change. I have advertisers, sponsors, you know, doing product placement for brands, etc., etc. And these companies will be paying the bills, so they'll have some kind of say-so, somewhat, on what goes on in Crook's Corner. They'll be able to censor the views and opinions of the guests, maybe even myself, if we say something that doesn't really reflect well on the brand in their opinion. It's happening right now. I see it. I seen whole segments get cut out. Y'all gotta remember, I'm usually the dude getting interviewed. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen whole segments just get chopped because something was said that one of the sponsors did not like. A lot of guys in rap media are pushing some boundaries, but even they can't keep it all the way 100 because the parent company has a bottom line. Money, 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 money. The paper. It's funny. I sit and listen to these rap media people lie, man, and make it look so true. I really love this artist. No, you don't. The label's paying you to say that. I really hate this artist. No, you don't. You're fishing for controversy and views. You couldn't care less about that artist. It's clickbait. You heard me? I'm not saying every view they put out there is fake. Not at all. But a lot of it is. More than you think. Way more than you think, actually. So how do we keep this rap media thing sucker free? Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I'm only one dude, man. Probably need an army. But yo, a lot of people ask me, why do you care so much? Who cares about that? You know why I care? Because so many good, talented artists and producers on the come up, grinding every day, some of them grinding for years, can't get a shot on these platforms because they can't pay what the labels are paying for the slots. Or they can't produce the kind of views that these financially backed artists can produce. That's why. Because I've gone all across the map meeting with undiscovered rappers when I created that show One Shot for BET and had Sway hosted it and all that. We went everywhere, you know what I mean? I go into different cities and communities and film dope rappers on the streets. Some of them have following, some don't, but I see the passion. I feel the passion. And then I get a little upset. I get upset at the original, not so talented wave of rappers that are being shoved down our throats every single day. And I think they need to move out the way. They have to move out of the way. They have to make room for the people talented enough to write songs that will change the world. And then I start thinking again, like, who else got to move out the way? Oh, yeah. Rap media personalities, not all, but yeah, it's time, y'all. It's time for a lot of them to bounce, especially the corny ones, dog. Jet, because they're part of the problem in my eyes. I remember when I was young, man, on Death Row Records, there was a guy who used to hang around us. He was tatted up, wore the same type of clothes we wore, listened to the same type of music. Just one of the guys. Later on, it was exposed that he was an undercover federal agent. For real. These so-called hip-hop media personalities, they blend in with us, but they're not for the culture. They're plants. They're planted by the corporations. Come on, man. It don't take a conspiracy theorist to know that corporations got an agenda. You know that. I know that. Somebody got to carry it out. So you got these radio personalities and these online hip-hop rap personalities. I would say so-called hip-hop. You know what I mean? Planted just to keep the bullshit going. And that's how I feel. But it really doesn't matter how I feel. That's what I think. But it really doesn't matter what I think. Because ultimately, it's all about what you think. It's all about how you feel. Do you trust hip-hop media? Do you even care? Do you want to be exposed to new artists? Or are you fine with whatever comes off of the major label and corporate playlist conveyor belts? Do you ignore what you don't like and just play what you do like? Do you think the culture is still important enough to fight for? Or should we just let it all be? Just let hip-hop be whatever it's gonna be. You tell me. Crook's Corner. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.